Welcome to Changing Suits. We're your hosts, Val
and Taj, discussing the latest news, views, and general life for us Western Asians.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, changing_suits, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Hi, listeners. It's Val speaking.
And hi, it's Taj.
How are you doing today, Taj?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Yeah, no, all right. After the gossip session we've just had prior to pressing record.
Yeah, I think it was a bit too in-depth. But anyway, let's move on to what we're going to talk about today.
Firstly, I just wanted to say a massive thank you for all of the support for the podcast last week. It was obviously our first few podcasts, so nerves were there. But we've had some great comments, and I really would encourage you to join the Facebook group, join the Instagram group, and let us know what else you want us to discuss. It has raised a lot of awareness. In fact, I had a really good comment from a friend of mine who isn't Asian, who had said they hadn't realised some of these things that were talked about in the podcast. So I put it to you, if you've got a friend who isn't perhaps Asian, the whole point of this podcast is to raise awareness. So let's pass it on to your friends and just get them to realise the things that are going on in your lives as well, which they might not have thought about. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about this week, the wrath of a parent.
I'm going to draw on my own childhood and how my parents
hated you.
No, I wouldn't use that word hate. I'm sure I was annoying. And the way that they brought me up, or brought both of us up, I should say. And I would say it's different. The more children that come, the less restrictions there are on the children, I would say. So me and my older sister, I would say that our parents were very strict with us. And as times went on, and then, well, at least you came along, and then my brother came along, it's like they were like, oh, forget it, do what you want to. But there was that central core thing where we were all scared of Dad. Just his voice was enough, and his eyes, you could tell when he was angry. What do you remember about our childhood?
I do agree. Yeah, there was definitely was a lot easier on me and Vince, right? Which is our brother. But then I always took that. It's just because they preferred us, to be fair. You know, like, what are you going to say?
I think they just gave up and thought, forget it, we can't be bothered with these lot. We've parented two, let the other two grow up by themselves. But hey, that's an argument behind closed doors. Parenting styles now are completely different. We're less harsher on kids, and we are a bit, I would say, pushover to a certain extent.
I think that's a really interesting point, only because of the day that I've had. My mother-in-law's came around, and that was actually a conversation, but just a brief conversation, because my son was pretty angry today, right? And I tend to just have a conversation, sit down, say, don't do this, do this, and obviously they don't listen. Whereas her take on it was, no, we'd probably lay into the kids. And again, that fear stroke respect did mean that kids grew up very different. But then it does question as to, did that sort of fear just mean that you'd hide things more from your parents? And then going forward, do we want to know everything that our kids get up to, or do we want it to be less transparent?
I would say with me, I'd want my kids to feel comfortable that they can come to me for anything and talk about anything. Last week, my daughter, she was talking about, oh God, this was a really hard subject, that her teacher had said that you've got 50% DNA of your mother's and 50% DNA of your father's.
Oh dear, I think I know where this is going.
And she seemed very genuinely puzzled by this. Obviously, we haven't had the sex education talk with her, or it hasn't happened at school yet. And so I was like, oh God, am I going to start this now? I was like, go and ask your dad. I don't know what he said to
Wait a second. What was her exact question?
Her question was, where does the 50% come from? The father? Wow, where? And at that point, it kind of shocked me. I wasn't ready for that. I will have to be in a couple of weeks, to be honest.
Why? What's going on in a couple of weeks?
she's going to eventually have sex education, which I am not against.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're having it younger and younger. But I don't think that there is anything wrong with that. Because
what year is she in? This has just shocked me because it's the first time you've told me. Go on, carry on.
She's in year four.
Yeah, see, we had this conversation in year six. Do you remember? Well, I don't know when you did, but mine was definitely in year six.
I remember watching a video. There was no conversation. We watched a video of a naked family walking around the house.
Oh my God, I remember that exactly. I was talking about that with Took. It's like, how weird is that video? I mean, who does that?
I mean, that's all I remember. There was no conversation from teachers. There was that video because that was, I would say, the time and the generation of you would not talk about your body. You would not have that sex education talk with anyone face to face. You just wouldn't do it. And we didn't really question it in our time. I didn't ask the question, why does 50% come from your father and why? It was just not in my mind and I just did not care about it.
So how was her question answered then, out of interest?
I did not answer it. I have to hold my hands up.
And this is you being transparent, the same transparency you want from your kids?
No, at the I will talk to her about, because they started talking about puberty. I know. But I think it's important because at the moment she's going through a stage of being very angry. I did actually sit down with her and explain, okay, there's many changes happening to your body and there's a lot of chemical changes happening and that's, and sometimes...
you're turning into a monster.
I didn't say that, not at all.
The Incredible Hulk is going to be arising anytime soon.
Eventually when she's a teenager. But no, I did not say that at all because this is a very delicate subject.
See, I would have totally started off with that.
Because you'll leave that in the ingrained in the child's head.
That's fine, as long as they don't have to worry about the rest of the talk. It's just the vision of Incredible Hulk. That is the hope. That is
done. No. I sat down with her and talked about it and said, look, you're feeling angry because there's so many things happening with your body and sometimes you just can't explain how you're feeling.
Okay, now turn this around because the subject of this podcast is the wrath of a parent. So you've had the wrath of a child. Do you think that the problem is that the generation has changed? Our parents would have a go at us. You know, we were scared of our parents and now we're scared of our kids. At what point?
That is true. Maybe it's scared. That's just scared of everything. Yeah.
At what point were we just the joke? Maybe God's laughing at us. Like, oh, come on, you lot are a bunch of jokers. You lot are scared of everything.
But think back in our times. Would we have sat down with our parents and would they have even explained to us about the birds and the bees?
See, the thing is, what you said before, I don't think, even when you watch that video of like the whole family running around naked, you didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand.
I just remember the naked family, yeah.
So do I. I just didn't understand the point of this video. And especially, I'm like, okay, there's naked people running around. I mean, I didn't even think of it at the time, let alone coming back and talking to my parents, because I didn't care. There was naked people running around. That was not normal. I mean, just why would you bring it up? But now, like you said, kids are questioning everything, right?
They are. And I don't think it's wrong that they're questioning everything because of so many things happening out there. And also, they need to know why their body is changing. But yeah, I don't remember me questioning why my body, maybe we're just dumb kids. We didn't question why our body was changing, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so going back to it, the wrath of a parent. So if your kid, they came back and said something that you weren't happy with, you know, like, I don't know, they were experimenting with weed. I don't know what would set you off. But the point is, how would you deal with that? Because you want the transparency.
I do want the transparency. And I think I'd be really shocked and upset by it, obviously. And I'm hoping that I wouldn't have a go at them. But sitting here, I think I would. But if I was in, hey, I'm a brilliant kind of parent, I would hope I'd sit there and try to work out how to help them and support them and get them away from taking drugs, to be honest. That's in my don't-believe world.
See, can I, and this is the thing, this is really interesting because I do genuinely, because I've sort of experimented with this.
I didn't know this. I'm going to go and tell our mum and dad.
No, I don't think you should do that. But that whole concept of going, you know, how we bring up our kids, should we shout at them or should we have that, you know, a calm, cool conversation? I mean, if you look at the psychology behind talking to a child, and, you know, if you're negative and you're shouting, then that's what you've got to expect back. And, you know, there's no meaningful conversation. And that is physiologically what happens when everyone's angry, right? The fight or flight sort of reaction. Okay, so we've experimented with doing it the other way, where we talk, you know, we kneel down to eye level, we talk to them calmly, and then, you know, the kids are still shouting at you.
I don't
right?
get anything. I still do it, but I'm not getting any hope, any positivity out of it, because the kids are still getting their way.
Well, this is the thing. So they're not listening, they're not listening. So we experimented. And then straight after that, we had to go at them. And trust me, that worked.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, in hindsight, yeah, it would be great to have a nice, calm conversation with a child, and they go off merrily skipping along and, you know, rainbows and everything, but it doesn't
happen. Have you noticed when you see those nanny programs that happen, they do the sit on the first step, sit on the second step or whatever, but you think to yourself, yeah, you're there for about half an hour, you're going to leave. We have to, you know, look after this child having all these tantrums for, you know, God knows how long. How many times can we sit them on the step? And there needs to be a lot of patience there, to be honest.
But the thing is, this is a normal thing, though, isn't it? It's about consistency. You do something once, you do something twice. You know, it is that. And then, well, this is the problem. That's what a child hopes, right? But the point is, I mean, we've definitely changed the way we do parenting.
I think by even our parents agree that kids are so much more different now than they are, or than we were, to be honest. And that, I would say, is to do with technology, and kids just need to be a bit more on it and with it. Like, for example, if we were to find out, do some research, we would have, if we went to the library, I don't even remember, but we would have gone to the library to find out from a book, whereas they've got this fast pace of everything's on the internet. So they have to be a bit more sharper than us. Now, we said that that fear has now built into respect. Because now I don't fear my parents. I respect why they said it and why they said those things. But that might, why do you think that is?
Retrospect. The fear, I personally think the fear needs to be there. You know, the reason I didn't do, you know, I'm a very square person. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm pretty boring, right? My childhood's boring. You know, I just did what I was told to do, partly because I couldn't be bothered to go against them. And that's the truth. And it was the fear of, if this happens, then Dad would kill me. Not literally, but I would get seriously told off. And plus, I was a pretty lazy child as well. I mean, just because I couldn't be bothered to get into negativity.
But in our time, there was a lot of community as well, as in everyone looked after each other's children. Now, do you remember going, like, for example, I remember going out for lunch for school. And you'd be really scared because you didn't want the auntie to catch you, because you knew it was going to go back to your parents. And you knew they were going to do whatever, have a go at you for saying, why did you leave school? So you never, if you saw an auntie, you would make sure you hid. The bus driver was an uppener, the taxi driver was an uppener, and an auntie would go shopping. You were scared to leave the school. Yet would do it. But if our children wants to do that nowadays, there isn't that community feel anymore, because everyone's like greeny. It's their kids. We're not going to say anything.
Yeah, good point. That is a good point. I think the world has changed. It's become very, it's become what it has become, right?
Yeah.
We're part.
Yeah. So because back in the day, yes, I do sound old, everyone used to, for example, go to each other's houses, look at, you know, support each other. Now, if you were to do that now and say to so-and-so, hey, I've seen your kid do this, they'll be like, well, you're lying. Yeah.
What's it to do with you?
You're a nosy person. Why are you butting in? There is not that element of respect, of looking after each other. So, again, that's changed as well. But is that a good way of doing things? Because are you then showing to the child, hey, it doesn't matter what you do, I'm going to protect you?
So again, it takes it back to, are we too light on our kids then? Have we changed into a generation where we were too hard on our kids, perhaps, to a generation of, we're too light on our kids?
Or is it because now we're so westernized and this, because we had that divide because our parents were from India or from the East, and we were kind of stuck in limbo because we were trying to balance out the Western world with the Eastern world. But now we have turned into the majority of what we do is more westernized.
Made me think. This podcast has definitely made me think.
Mm.
So is it a positive or a negative then?
Well, I don't think there will ever be an answer. I think that's all to do with your individual perspective. If you think it's a positive or negative. Like, for example...
But then do you think, all right, fine, let's turn it around then. You know, we had the fear, it turned into respect. So later on down the line when kids look back, because we've thought about this and it's retrospective of now I get why they did it because of this A, B, C. So do you think our kids will turn around and say the same thing? As in, it's turned into respect.
But we haven't put that pressure on the kids like our parents have. So they'll probably turn around and say, you lot didn't do your job, the job right. That's why we've turned into crackheads.
whoa, you've got high prospects for your kids. I wasn't planning to go there with mine.
I remember once, not that I condone these, because I am the slowest driver in the world. I'm sure you can vouch for that. I am I'm one of those people that you're like, oh, for God's sake, why are you driving so slow? But anyway, this one odd chance, I was like, yes, I'm going to go a bit fast. You know, just the first time probably in my life. And lo and behold, there was a police car behind me.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I always get caught doing if I do something wrong, so that's why I tend not to try not to do anything wrong. And it wasn't the fear of the policeman stopping me, it was the fear of, oh my god, is this going to go back home, are they going to tell my parents?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so it makes you laugh, but it is, you kind of done, you were a goody-goody because you were worried what your parents would say to you rather than even the law. Because your parents are above the law in your eyes, I would say.
And it's funny that it still continues now. I mean, you know, we won't get told off like we used to, but it's still that. I mean, we still have a laugh, you know. Sook's like, what was it the other day? He said something. I'm like, don't tell my dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's turned into a bit of a joke, but he is, seriously, don't tell my dad. But what will happen down the line? Because we're at a stage with our kids where... we don't tell them off as much. We do put pressure on them, but it's mainly, you know, it's a different time, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah, our parents came here and they pretty much came here with not that much money and some without anything at all. So they had to build the foundations, basically. But with our kids, they've got the houses, they've got pretty much, we would say a majority of us have got those foundations built now. So now it's almost as in, all right, we don't need to stress as much as our parents do. And we get those, oh my, how many toys I have given my kids. It's ridiculous. We never used to have that many toys. I can remember the one toy that I got. I'm not saying that I only got one toy, but it was a caterpillar. And it was one that you'd pull along. Looking back at it now, it was probably for like a 5-year-old. I used it till I was born, for God's sake.
And that's why we are where we are. Bloody caterpillar.
So I think we'll leave this podcast on a question. Is there a right parenting style?
And let's ask Munsir, who's just walked in.
Do you think parents should be nice or horrible to children?
Nice.
And do you think your mama is nice to you or horrible?
Nice.
Oh. That's because he probably wants something. And if I'm sure, like, if you asked him at the start of the day, it would have been a different thing because he was asking for a present and he wasn't allowed. So mama was not his friend.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't agree. Do you love your mama more than anyone in the whole wide world? Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, I was going to say compared to your dad, let's not do that conversation. All right.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, changing_suits, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.